Good afternoon. You're here with Brad's Vinyl?
That's right. Brad's Vinyl.
I'm Brad to the Bone. Listening to Brad's Vinyl now. Brad's Vinyl is a collection of eclectic music of my old vinyl LPs of rock and roll, classic rock, pop, rockabilly, punk, all kinds of stuff. Neat stuff. Old stuff. From the 70s, I'm 80s, and I'm sharing it to y'all as I burn these two digital Brad's Vinyl. Vinyl LPs. Right here on Brad's Vinyl. And today I'm featuring out of 1970, Emerson, Lake & Palmer, their debut album, Emerson, Lake & Palmer, on Manticore Records. Yes, symphonic rock and roll band, if you could call it that. Heavily influenced by classical music, lots of piano and strings. Carl Palmer, Keith Emerson, Greg Lake. Yeah. One of my favorite bands, actually one of my earliest LPs I ever purchased, I believe, was Carnival 9, Emerson, Lake & Palmer. And I do have that, not today though. And let's get into side one of the debut album from Emerson, Lake & Palmer here on Brad's Vinyl.
Thank you. take a pebble and cast it to the sea. Then watch the ripples that unfold into me. My face spills so gently into your eyes, disturbing the waters of our lives. Of our memories are lying on your grass. Wounded words of laughter are graveyards of the past. Photographs of gray and torn scattered in your field.
Letters of your memories are not real.
We'll be right back.
rhymes of the season.
Knife Edge, finishing up side one there of the ELP debut album. We start out with The Barbarian, followed by Take a Pebble. That's one of the more popular ones. I got some airplay, a Greg Lake acoustic piece, and ending up with Knife Edge out of 1970 ELP, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. Keyboard, bass, and drum, a trio out of London, England. Some of the little-known facts, they actually had approached drummer Mitch Mitchell when they were looking for a drummer. Carl Palmer was not quite in the picture yet, and Mitch Mitchell, you know, from Jimi Hendrix experience. And Mitchell actually suggested jamming with him and Lake and Emerson and Jimi Hendrix as well, and that session never took place. But it did lead to a lot of rumors about a planned supergroup named Help instead of ELP. Help Hendrix, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. Wouldn't that have been something? And those rumors actually hung around for 40 years till Greg Lake debunked them back in 2012. So, and they found... the manager, Cream, suggested Carl Palmer, which was from the Crazy World of Arthur Brown, old band that actually Carl Palmer had moved on to Atomic Rooster, and Palmer was a little reluctant to leave Atomic Rooster because he felt he was pretty set in that band, but he was persuaded by the magic when he was playing with Keith Emerson and Greg Lake. So we got Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. So... yeah, The Barbarian, Take a Pebble, Knife Edge, that was side A, released in late of 1970, late 1970, and it got some heavy radio play in the UK, at least in Europe, and Lucky Man, of course, being very successful in the United States, and let's get into side B now. Right here on Brad's Vinyl.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
white horses and ladies by the score, all dressed in satin and waiting by the door. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. White lace and feathers, they made up his bed, a gold-covered mattress on which he was led. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
Brad to the Bone, here on Brad's Vinyl. That was side B of ELP, Emerson, Lake & Palmer's debut album.
Starting out with the classical Royal Festival Hall organ and piano solos. This was the Three Fates. Three Fates featuring Clotho Lachesis and Atropos. And that was followed by the percussion piece by Carl Palmer, Tank. And finishing up with Greg Lake's Lucky Man. Lucky Man, this is out of 1970, but would you believe Lucky Man was written by Greg Lake when he was 12 years old. That's right, 12 years old. He was out there composing at the age of 12, and he had his first guitar at the age of 12, and he wrote Lucky Man, and it took many years before it was recorded as the song. Right here on Brad's Vinyl, I am Brad to the Bone, and we hope you enjoyed Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. We'll be back at you next time with another feature LP of Brad's Vinyl. Thanks for listening.